My name is Allison Hughes. I am 34 years old, and today is June 16th. Is it the 16th? 2019. I'm speaking with my dad. We are in Flemington, New Jersey, and it's Father's Day. So first question we can go with, which one would you like? Do you prefer?
Okay. Well, how about...
All right, so maybe today, what are you grateful for?
Well, I'm grateful... Well, I like the fact that you're reading from prepared script, but I have to... I don't have anything prepared. But I am very grateful for the health and well-being of my family. Mm-hmm. And I have three great daughters and...
D.
And they're with some great partners in life right now. So it's very satisfying as a parent to see something like that. And so that's the first and foremost thing I'm grateful for. I'm also grateful for having been married to your mom for almost 40 years now.
40 in August.
And a great mom to your kids, and a great partner in life. And what else? Let's see. I'm grateful for everything we have around here, and that I was grew up in a fairly happy childhood, and have a lot of great siblings.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of fun together. And mostly just family, and well-being and health.
Mm-hmm.
And health. Everyone seems to be relatively healthy,
mm-hmm.
and it's not a given, as you learn as time goes on. But it's not always a given.
So mm-hmm.
Very helpful. Very grateful for that.
All right. Okay, so maybe like today, what would be like a life lesson that you could talk about, and how did you learn it?
Well, I mean, I think early in one's life, I think it's easy to be caught up. Now, going back to my childhood when, we grew up with seven kids, we didn't have a lot to go around. There wasn't a lot of there weren't any really fancy vacations. There were nice and fun vacations that we did, going to a lake for a week or something like that, but nothing where we ever flew anywhere to a resort or anything like that. And never went to Disney World until I was an adult. But so when you're a kid, you think that's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want. You want to have the things you don't have,
right,
that you see others having. And and so it's easy to put emphasis on, achieving material well-being,
mm-hmm.
and strive towards that.
Mm-hmm.
And as time goes on, and we're able to achieve some degree. We weren't rich, but we were able to achieve some degree of material well-being, and it was great, and it has been great, and it is. But you realize that that's not necessarily what makes people happy. It's other things,
right.
And it's things like enjoying family time together, and having laughter and fun times,
mm-hmm.
and you don't necessarily need to have material wealth for that.
Right.
That would be one life lesson. Another life lesson that I've thought about over the years is that I wish I had broken more rules. I don't know if it was because of my position in the family, mm-hmm. being a middle child, or like you were, or being raised in a strict by a strict father and in a strict school environment with nuns,
mm-hmm.
that I was always taught never to break rules,
mm-hmm.
and to do what you were supposed to do,
mm-hmm.
and don't deviate, don't go outside the lines, and so that's a good lesson to learn to a point, but you also read and see other people that they do break the rules, and mm-hmm. that's the way they achieve greatness,
mm-hmm.
by knocking down barriers and mm-hmm. and questioning authority and doing mm-hmm. Some things unexpected mm-hmm. of people. So that's kind of what I think. If I had to do it all over again, maybe I'd do. I would bend or break some rules, and not that I never did, but I usually got caught at it and got disciplined for it.
Right. Yeah.
There's that.
I wonder, like, in which ways, though, you maybe kind of set the foundation for other people to, you know, push the barriers, though. You know, that maybe you weren't doing it directly, but kind of in an indirect way?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, yeah, I guess. Yeah, and I don't necessarily think it's a position in your family. Kathy, the oldest in the family, always broke rules.
Right.
She always... And she didn't care what people thought,
right.
and so she did things the way she wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas many of the rest of us were like, "Oh, we can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that
mm-hmm.
wouldn't be good to do."
Right. And Aaron wasn't like that either.
Right.
You know,
being the oldest, she was. Yeah. So. Yeah, I don't know if anything I did was, you know. Maybe some people would think that I was too conformist or too, you know, and it affects you in all sorts of ways, even in a professional career.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I chose a profession that one has to, as a lawyer, you have to be conservative, you have to play by the rules,
mm-hmm.
and you're given a set of constraints, and other people that were looking for advice from me would be business people who are entrepreneurs, which is a risk taker,
right,
by definition.
Right.
And they're looking to take risks, and they don't necessarily want to stick by the rules, but I would always be, you know, fenced in by these laws and regulations and rules.
Right. Like, your job is to tell them.
To tell them what the boundaries
right.
are. And so I guess that's maybe what attracted me to the law, because I was always, you know, conservative when mm-hmm. it came to living by the rules, so,
mm-hmm.
And working by the rules.
Yeah.
And you know, and as a, there were plenty of times when people at work would say, "Well, the law department in general, but my advice was, you know, too conservative, and they wanted to bend the rules," and that wasn't something I was comfortable in doing, because. Mm. By nature, lawyers are, you know, they want to make sure that their clients, and you know, their clients live
mm-hmm.
by the law,
right.
by the rule of law.
Right.
So it's interesting that maybe that personality part of me is what steered me towards the mm-hmm. profession I chose.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Maybe we'll pick one more.
Okay. How is life different than I imagined?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's tough. I thought back on how I did imagine life when I was younger, going back to childhood. How did I imagine my future? And the only way I could kind of envision it was to look around and see what adults around me were like,
mm-hmm.
and if I would grow up to be like them. And you know, in our family, as I mentioned, we didn't have it was hard. It was mm-hmm. hard for my parents, raising seven kids and on a single, you know, modest income from my parents. We weren't destitute by any means, but you know, things were difficult. We had to have a free lunch program in school, and we had to use, you know, there wasn't always the money for clothes that
mm-hmm.
a lot of my friends got. It wasn't, if my friends went away to camp, there wasn't money for that. So I always thought that, you know, being an adult was difficulty when you had kids. So, and so maybe that, maybe as a kid, I kind of imagined that that would be a life that that would be what it was like as when I was an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, maybe it's different than what I thought it might be. It's better mm-hmm. than what I thought it would be because we were able to do some things that we couldn't as kids. Mm-hmm. When I couldn't as my when we were kids, but. I think someone's coming to the door. So I think I might be
here
saved.
Here comes Henry.
By Henry Hot Dog.
Here comes Henry Hot Dog, baby.
So I'll have to come back to this one when I think about it.
You just got in?
All right.
What are you doing?
We have a couple things that I didn't get.
Say, Aunt Allie. Go, bud.
Moving along here. Traffic jam.
So Fabian's just arrived.
Henry Hot Dog.
Fabian.
There he is!
He's ready to go bike riding, he said.
Yeah, he is. He was not happy that we were.
I was putting the bike rack on the car. He, and then I put the bike on. He was like, "No, Dada, no, 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 like." So I was putting the bike on the car.
Yeah.
Oh. He'd never seen me do
Hi,
that.
Hi, Boosty
so
Bear.
Like,
Hi, little dude.
He was confused.
Yeah,
why
he's
the
like,
bike
why we're going to ride bikes? Why are you putting
okay,
it on the car?
On. Let's get a treat.
Did you see the his seat in the back?
Yeah, he actually helped me change. I had a slow leak on the front on the front wheel. So I waited for him to wake up from his nap
Henry.
To help me actually change the tire.
Henry.
And he.
He changed the tire?
He enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Did you help?
All right, we'll be back later.
Happy Father's Day!
Henry? Henry?
Hi. Hey, happy Father's Day.
What are you doing here?
We were doing an interview. I got a closet, but I wanted to say interview. Hi.
I got saved.
Oh, jeez.
Henry, can you say? Here, say hi. That's a no-go on the hello. We'll be back.
If you want to ride your road bike, I'm just... We could ride on the road.